2 weeks ago, Christine Hurt had an interesting commentary on the reasonable person doctrine and how juries will look at negligent actions. I did not like this commentary because it reminded me of law school torts class, easily the most terrifying experience of my life. Torts was like spending a semester watching Saw and The Ring and Nightmare on Elm Street and Titanic. Ugh. It made me afraid of even the most innocuous things like grocery carts or the floor. Everything in the world under the right circumstance was a menace that could make me bankrupt or dead. Now, my fear of pools and doctors and cups of coffee subsided with time and distance from my first year of law school, but Professor Hurt brought it all back again with her description of the reasonable person. It was with her commentary in mind that I drove south from Wisconsin last Sunday, my thoughts not on the lovely Dane County weekend I'd experienced, but instead on the groceries in the plastic box on my SUV's roof. Nissan calls this thing a gear basket, but I don't haul gear. So while other men might fill it with coveralls or shotgun shells or rivets, I've only ever filled it with dairy items I wanted to keep cold. This time it was yogurt and cheese from the Madison Whole Foods. Don't tell Nissan, but my gear basket is just a dairy fridge. Also, don't tell them I refuse to refer to the color of my vehicle as midnight armor, as they do, opting instead for the more traditional gray. Anyway, not very far into my trip, it occurred to me that the dairy box I had wedged shut in a hurry so that the Acura driver waiting for a spot next to mine wouldn't have to walk an extra 20 feet might pop open on the uneven roads of South Wisconsin, sending various soft white items cascading onto the windshields of trailing cars. My thoughts went from there to the lifetime earning potential of the breadwinners occupying those cars and how a single moment of inattention in a parking lot was going to cause a lot of grief. I even started rehearsing my defenses. It was the fault of Nissan for creating a gear basket and not making it Whole Foods idiot-proof, or of the Urbana Food Co-op for not stocking Siggy's yogurt and therefore requiring me, like any reasonable person, to import it from Wisconsin. In the event, the latch held and I arrived home without incident, but scared enough to investigate what might have happened. According to the relevant line of cases, if something falls from your car and onto another, you're on the hook and almost without defense. Again and again on American roads, things keep falling from vehicles, and again in American courts, the driver of that vehicle, or occasionally the packer, which in this case was the same person, is found liable. I was astounded by the amount of things that fell off the backs of vehicles. Luggage, of course, but also beer barrels, boxes, ladders, heavy dollies, a 5-ton spacer spool, a pallet box of steel forgings, gravel, lumber. In one Georgia case, the driver had stacked concrete blocks several feet higher than the sides of the back of his pickup with nothing to hold them in place, so you can guess what happened when he rounded a curve. A Louisiana case involved a large bundle of sugarcane, a Missouri case involved bales of hay, a South Carolina case involved a barrel of turpentine, and an Alaska case involved ice falling from the top of a tractor trailer. So my Wisconsin dairy missiles would have fit perfectly here. All of which is to say, be careful with the things you lash, tie, or adhere by magnet to your vehicle. Even if they're heavy, you remember the 5-ton spacer spool, they want to fly out and hit other cars. On the plus side, of course, it might make you famous with first-year law students studying torts. I'm Travis McDade.